Neil's getting tied up in some contraption, and I think Jim's going to explain. Are you there, Jim?
I'm here, yes.
Yeah. What's he up to?
Well, Neil has already got all the gear on, like, you know, all the safety harness, etc., and the helmet as well.
Yeah.
And I think what he's going to do is going to go up the extension ladder on the fire appliance here, and I'm sure when he gets up there, he'll be able to tell you what it's like.
Thank you for that one, Jim. It's called an aerial ladder platform, all right?
That's the posh description,
it's
I know.
Capable of going up to 42 metres. However, we have a limitation here today because it's a bit windy up higher. So we're going to go up 32 metres.
Only 32?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were thinking of your safety, they were, Neil.
I've checked the insurance policy. I'm fine.
So what's going to happen and when?
It's going to happen very soon. I'm just waiting for everybody. I'm going to be taken up by the lovely Chris, who's with me now. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Just tell me about this, because this is a very interesting appliance, isn't it?
This is my first time with this appliance, so I'm as new to it as you are. I'm afraid I can't help you anymore.
So we've got a novice operator and me, 32 feet in the, 30 metres in the air. This is going to be interesting, isn't it?
I am just a passenger, you realise.
You're just a passenger as well?
Yes.
Oh! Now, we got the experts with us, haven't we?
Yes. Thankfully, we do.
Yes, we've now got to get inside the cage. So I'll ask Chris to go first. So I'm 32 metres in the air at the moment. We haven't gone quite to full height. It's a little windy up here at this altitude. But yeah, we're up in the air. I'll give it a wave to everybody down at the bottom. I don't know if anybody can see me. There's a wave back. There we go. They are waving back. Brilliant. It's lovely to see everybody down there. And yeah, live on Suzy Radio from the aerial ladder platform overlooking Surrey Fire and Rescue headquarters here in Ray Park. Now, I didn't catch your name earlier, young man.
James.
James, just tell us a little bit about this machine, if you may.
So this is one of the highest fire and rescue vehicles in the country. It goes to a height of 42 metres, which at one point was the highest in the country. And it can do multiple rescues from any building and can be used as a water fountain for any kind of fires we have.
It is truly a spectacular piece of equipment. It makes your life as firefighters that much easier.
It does, yeah. We can do a lot of things with it, and it's a really good machine to use.
Now, you've got a full control panel in front of you. Just explain some of the controls here.
Yep, so we can record our movements as well. So if we've got multiple rescues from one particular place, we can rescue from that. We can have lots of lights come up on it, and we can also have a varied amount of people that can actually use this, as well as paramedics and police who we need to get up here as well.
It is absolutely amazing. As I say, you've got the cameras, so you can actually snoop on a fire from above or a situation.
Yeah, we've got cameras, so we can use that function to help people down at the bottom to see what we can see up here. And it's also got infrared, so we can pick out hotspots from the fire that we can actually see.
It is truly amazing. Chris, if I can come to you for a moment, because you told me on the way up, I don't like heights.
Yeah, it's very true, I don't. But I was very much drawn to come up here. I really did want to do it. I'm glad I've got something to hold on to.
You're not scared now. You seem relaxed.
I'm not really looking down.
It's probably wise.
But no, it is. It's lovely. I have to say, the scenery around here, the countryside is beautiful. And seeing the event from the air is also fabulous. And I'm in great company as well.
Thank you very much. Now, we come up and we're looking out. We've got a little bit of breeze up here, so that's why we were limited at height. And we're looking out across the Reigate complex here at the Surrey Fire and Rescue headquarters, up onto the Surrey Hills, the Reigate Hill at the top with the transmitter. Just give us your opinion of what you can see.
Well, I was at the hill and the transmitter, as you said, and looking out over the wonderful that we can see from this height, and the fire station, the crowds of people. I can't believe we've got donkey rides going on down there. It's absolutely fabulous. The flag is flying very briskly. I'm actually curious to know what these cliffs are in. Is that?
That's the top of Box Hill.
That's Box Hill, is that? I've not seen it from this angle before.
It's surprising what you can see. Tony, I'm going to hand back to you and perhaps Jim down on the ground for his opinion.
I was going to say, I'm listening to that and I'm terrified. I don't like heights, but just listening to that was terrifying for me. Jim, how about you? You're watching it.
Yes, I don't like heights either, actually, to be honest with you. But Neil's very brave, I must admit, to go up there and show us the demonstration.
Has he got a parachute on?
No, he's got a harness on.
That's nothing to do with it, is it really? Come on, be honest. It's breezy up there. So when is this going to happen? Are you is it a special ride down, or is it a case of you just got to climb down?
No, it's coming down in the actual what do you call it? You know, the lift.
And the lift. Is it coming down now?
Yes.
Oh, right. Is Neil still there?
He is.
I am indeed. Yeah.
What's it like coming down?
Very smooth ride. I mean, you've got the top here. You've got a safety backup operator at the bottom, and it's looking really good because he's obviously monitoring everything that's going on. He's